to absolutely enjoy your morning with us. And there's coffee and cookies, I believe, still left out in the fellowship hall that afterward, if you need a quick fix, make sure that you stop out there and, you know, just share a little time around the table and that sort of thing this morning before you head out. And then we would absolutely love to invite you and welcome you back at either our 4 o'clock or our 7 o'clock service today. They'll both be here in this room, candlelight finish and everything. It'll be a beautiful, beautiful day. And so invite you back for either our traditional at 4 or our more contemporary service at 7, but both will end with candlelight and be just glorious. So let's take a moment, pray together, and then we're going to sing as we enter into worship today. Father, thank you for this day. What a beautiful time of year this is. And even though it's not a particularly white Christmas out there, it is come to that time of Christmas. When we finally reach this time anticipated of celebrating the birth of Jesus. And we celebrate that birth in Bethlehem so many years ago. But we also know that you come even today into our hearts. And we celebrate that gift of your salvation, of your presence, O God, in our life. You really are uniquely and most wonderfully the perfect gift. And you're the gift that keeps on giving, the one that is day in and day out working in us and through us, that we could be new people lifted up into a holiness and a freshness of life that's God, just this revelation of really how great your love is for us. And Lord, we anticipate a day finally when we will be in your presence without any of the mingling of sadness and grief and hardship and difficulty, but in that wonderful time when we would be with you face to face. All of that gives us such a great joy, Lord, in celebrating our Savior today. So gather us into your presence. Gather us, God, together the way that you brought the shepherds into Bethlehem. Gather us in our hearts in the way that Mary treasured up that scene that night and all the magnificence of your glory. Gather us, dear God, in this morning to joy, to happiness, to fun and fellowship, to, Lord, to celebration, as is befitting the coming of our King. So, Lord, we give you glory and we give you praise today and forever in Jesus. Amen. Would you rise up together and sing the first Noel?
Yeah. seated. I'm looking for Annabelle and Bill are going to come and share in our Advent reading this morning.
It is the fourth Sunday of Advent. We have been counting down the days to Christmas these past 4 weeks. We are nearly there. Each week we have recognized a gift we long for in the Savior: hope, love, joy, and today we celebrate peace. Today we light again candles for hope. For love, for joy, we light the fourth candle today for peace. Isaiah prophesied that the Savior would bring us peace. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatest of the government and the peace there will be no end. Isaiah 9:6-7. Jesus promised to give us peace that was unlike anything in the world could give. John 14:27. His peace will surpass all understanding, so that circumstances cannot rob us of our peace that is solidly anchored in Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:7. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, life is unsettling. Every day the news seems to go from bad to awful. Wars and murders of innocent people, cruelty and abuse, lying and cheating, gossiping and bullying fill our lives with unrest. We pray for peace. We pray for peace in our inner thoughts and feelings. We pray that peace will be shared among us daily. Fill us with thy Holy Spirit, and bring us peace that would distinguish us from the world. Amen.
We'll prepare now to share our tithes and our gifts in the morning offering. And so if you're a guest, we want to say to you that you do not need to feel obligated to give in the offering today, but we simply appreciate your presence here among us. But for our tithes and offerings this morning, we are thankful for those who are able to give and to share. And right now, my mind just went blank over what it was that I wanted to praise God for. Oh, one of the things was in the, I always like to say something that we praise God for when we come to the offering. But this morning, I just wanted to say praise God. Throughout this month, I'd been asking that we could have the help of some of you who are crafty people. And we've had a number of folks who have knitted or crocheted prayer shawls that we were aiming to share with our shut-in folks so that they would just be, wrapped in the prayers and the love of the church and know the presence of Jesus, you know, with that symbolic, representation, that tangible element of our prayers shared with them. And I'm so thankful to God. We still could use a couple more of prayer shawls, but it was such a joy to deliver those to a number of our shut-in folks and to just to see how appreciative they were of knowing that you are praying for them, that you care about them, that they have now that tangible witness of that, that they can wrap up in, they can throw it around their neck and shoulders or cover their lap with it. And it was just really a great joy to see the gladness that that brought to their lives. So please continue throughout the year, any of you who have those kind of giftings to knit or crochet or weave or do something to create a prayer shawl. And goodness, they come in all different shapes. We've had triangular shawls. We've had shawls that are like a big shoulder wrap. There are some like a lap blanket, some that are more like a large scarf. And every one of them, you know, is just a beautiful way of sharing the love of Jesus and wrapping up our family and friends and loved ones in those prayers. So I just wanted to be able to express our thanksgiving for those gifts that we were able to share over this last week with those folks that had come from you. There was one other thing that I wanted to praise God for, and it has just floated right out of my head this morning. Oh, goodness. That's how I get a lot of my exercise, by the way. You go from one room to another and then back to the first room because you forgot what you went there for. And you go back and you remember. And then the trick is to maintain your concentration so that you don't have to do it again. But at any rate, thank God. Praise God for those blessings. Now, our ushers are here. They will bring the plates by. We're going to join then in singing Away in a Manger. But first, I guess I should invite you to sing Praise God From Whom All Blessings Flow. We didn't put it up? Well, those of us who know it will help you to get along with it, all right? We like to sing that as an entree into our offering.
Oh, there it is.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let's sing together.
You may be seated.
Oh, and the choir is assembling and the excitement is beginning to build because what you came here for, I know most of you, that you showed up because you wanted to see the kids, the choir, and to share this time. And it's a nice little play called Unplugged. And we're going to turn it loose in just a moment.
We're gonna make it shine.
Imagine, tonight someone from the biggest, brightest Christmas show ever contest will be here to see our show.
I don't know if we're the biggest, but we might definitely be the brightest.
Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Emma. Do you think we put up enough lights?
Any more lights and you can see us from outer space.
It looks great, guys. Everything really sparkles.
Thanks. And just wait till you see our Silent Night light show. Right, Seth?
Oh, yeah. Sorry we're late.
Meryl couldn't find her crown.
Wow, you guys look awesome, Frankie.
Yeah, you look sparkly.
Goldie made her outfits.
I used all my glitter.
Hey, where's Spence?
He's on his way. Miss Taylor needed his help. She's giving him a ride.
So we're still missing Tessa and Vanessa.
And we're totally excited. We've been rehearsing like forever, right, Vanessa? Like forever, Tessa. Is the judge here yet, Lindsay?
Maybe. The identity of the judge is a secret. We won't know who it is until after the show.
Ooh, isn't that totally awesome, Vanessa?
Totally awesome, Tessa.
Let's go rehearse some more.
Lindsay, do you think we're missing something here?
Yeah, our star. And Spence. I think I hear him coming, though.
Thank you so much for helping me with my tree, young man. I hope I didn't make you late, but you truly have the Christmas spirit. Hi, girls. Wow, everything looks really festive. I bet you're really excited about today, aren't you?
We are, Mrs. Taylor. Thank you again for telling us about the contest.
Well, when your son runs a local TV station, you kind of get the 911 when these things come up. Enjoy the show.
I think she meant the 411.
Spence.
Did you bring the star?
Yep.
Ugh, that's the wrong star. I wanted the one that was big and had flashing colors and LED lights. Totally made the majors happen.
I'm sorry, Lindsay. This was the only one left. Maybe I should go join the band.
It'll be fine, okay? I think we're finally ready. Places, please, places. Let's get excited, people. Let's sing. It's Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to our show. We really hope it will be the biggest, brightest Christmas show you've ever seen. We have a lot of exciting things planned tonight. A heavenly choir.
Hallelujah.
A great band. Plus, rockin' carols and a light show you will never forget. So let's get started. Please welcome Goldie and the Wise Guys.
It was a very long time ago, on a not-so-silent night. There was an explosion of light in the sky. It brought an announcement from heaven that would rock the world. It was a silent night light show.
It was a silent night, it was a holy night. In the dark, there was an awesome light. All around the town, the people were sleeping, and out in the fields, the shepherds were keeping. Away in a manger, a baby lay, a tiny boy laying in the hay. All the angels shouted loud and clear,
Hallelujah, the King is here. Jesus, our Savior, is born today. This baby is here to stay.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Ready, set? One, two, three. Hit it.
What happened to our lights?
What happened to our sound?
I can't see anything.
Oh, this is just awful. Our show is totally ruined.
Calm down, everyone. Calm down. We still have a little light right there.
Hey, Seth, look, over there, the star. It's still shining.
And it's shining right on the manger.
What about the rest of our show? What are we supposed to do?
And what about our songs? Our amps aren't working.
Listen, everyone, I have an idea. Sammy, Seth, you guys use a light from the star to find candles? Frankie, Lindsay, here's my idea.
Hi, everyone. As you can see, or maybe I should say as you can't see, we're having a little bit of a problem with the lights. So tonight we'll proceed unplugged. Please sing along with us as we continue by candlelight, and of course, the light of the star.
The sky was filled with a million angels, all praising God. Caesar Augustus had an issue decree that sin should be taken the entire Roman world. So everyone went up from the town to register, and Joseph went up from the Nazareth to Bethlehem because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married, was expecting a child.
Joyful and triumphant, O come.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch at the flocks at night. The angels of the Lord shone around them, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them, and they terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. Let this be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you.
Here I am to worship.
Hi, Mrs. Taylor. I guess tonight didn't quite go as planned.
Well, maybe not the way you planned, but God always has a plan.
What do you mean, Mrs. Taylor?
Well, we get so busy trying to make Christmas happen that we forget it already did in Bethlehem a long time ago. Yes, God has a plan at Christmas, today, and forever.
I guess tonight I thought that Seth and Sammy's lights would make our show the brightest show ever. But I was forgetting something. The brightest light of all comes from Jesus. He's the light of the world.
And that's a light that will never go out. Well, we'll see you now. Oh, I almost forgot. Since my son thinks I know a lot about Christmas, he made me the judge of the biggest, brightest Christmas show ever contest. Merry Christmas!
Wow, can you believe it? Mrs. Taylor was the secret judge.
Maybe our light show didn't ruin everything.
No, Seth. Everything went exactly perfect. I do have one question, though. When all of the other lights went out, why didn't the star go out?
I don't know. Maybe it was plugged into a different outlet. It just never went out.
It may have been a little star, but in the dark, you could really see it shine.
Like God wants us to shine.
Hey everyone, now that everything's working again, we still have one more rockin' carol to sing. Let's finish this, my dudes.
And suddenly, there was with a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God, saying, Glory to God, highest on earth, peace good toward men.
For unto us a child is born,
unto us a son is given,
and the government will be upon his shoulders.
And his name will be called
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Yeah, go ahead, stand up, give them a hand. That's awesome. Woo! All right. Go ahead, choir, take a bow if you can dare up on those things. Yeah, all together. One, two, three, bow. There you go. I don't want you to knock each other off. Yeah, give them a hand. How about a rockin' band over here? Take a bow, gang. Take a bow. And our stage crew back here. Yeah, these two guys handled the lights perfectly, didn't they? All right. Oh, my goodness. Especially, let me invite the cast, that's the word, to come on out here. Those of you who have played all these wonderful roles for us here today, go ahead, step right out here. Give them a big hand as they take a bow for us this morning. Woo! What an awesome group. And we've got a lot of help that have contributed throughout all of this. You see up on screen our kids that were up here and shared all a part of this. We also had a bunch of adults who were part of the work effort in this. Jess Schultz, I know back there, let's see. Let me go up from the bottom up. Jess Schultz worked in costumes, and I gotta say, Jess and one of our youth did all of the lights. And I know some of you are thinking, couldn't we have gotten just a few more lights? But that's awesome. And Katie Miller, Beth Gear helped out with costumes. Wendy McLaughlin has been right-hand gal to, go ahead, come on up here. You come on up here. She has been our right-hand producer in this. Janice, step over here. You were the choir director, got this group singing over here. It's been awesome. And Mom? Okay? Okay, we're okay. Everyone take a breath. And Janice, you step over here. And where is our boss lady? There she is. Come on, step out here, Miss Colleen. This is Colleen Hayes. She's our director of children's and youth ministries and was director of our play and everything this morning. It was her idea and her direction that brought us here. So we are so happy and so thankful, Colleen, for everything that you've done. Why don't you tell them how much fun and excitement it's been?
Well, we've been planning and practicing for 3 months. For some of us, it was fun. For others of us, it was torture. But it was fun. I had a great time. I think I was more nervous than they were. But they did it really well. It went exactly perfect. So huge. These guys are huge, so talented, and just incredibly blessed to be a part of it.
Yeah, awesome. Hey, and we're going to be okay here. It's okay. Hey, folks, thank you again so much for being here this morning and sharing this special presentation. Thank you so much. All right. Just like on the football field. There she goes, our little super player there. All right, awesome. And thank you all for being here again. Just so grateful for your presence here and your support of our young people sharing in their lives and in this special time in the season. Hey, I did think about the other thing that I wanted to say thanks for this morning, and that's the folks who have purchased the additional poinsettias that are positioned all over the platform this morning. And I'll just mention to you that if you did get one of those, we'll have the whole list of the memorials and the honoraries in the later bulletins today. But if you have to take your flower this morning, we've created a little scavenger hunt. There's a little sticker on the back of the planters that you can find your name. And if you can find your name, you can have one. So it's kind of a little additional fun there. Just want you to also remember and be excited about next week, as well as tonight, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and then next Sunday we've been working to begin to record some folks on testimonies, and I'll tell you what, the ones that we've recorded so far have just been so stirring and so meaningful. And next Sunday we're going to be sharing testimonies of what God has done in people's lives this year, and it's going to be an incredible blessing next Sunday morning. So please, if all at all possible, be here next week. And next week we'll be back to our regular schedule of 8:30, 10:30 morning services. So just so you know that. Again, there's coffee, some sweets out in the fellowship hall. Invite you to share some time there and in fellowship, and enjoy that this morning. And anything else that I've forgotten? Okay, good. Well then, let's stand together, and we'll close this morning with a prayer and blessing. All right, would you bow with me? Almighty God, thank you for these young people and for all of these adults who have been part of this program for us this morning. God, it's been fun, and we have enjoyed just watching them. We're here enjoying their lives and the work that you are doing in them. We've enjoyed their talents. We've enjoyed their willingness, their desire, and their happiness in being able to be here this morning. And so that, God, we are just excited and thankful for them. But, Lord, we are also here hearing this message. Sometimes our plans don't always come together. Sometimes it seems as if everything is going dark in our lives. But somehow, dear God, we're reminded today that your light is still there and penetrates the darkness. And so, God, there's nothing that can, in fact, snuff out that light. Hold that light on us this day, this season, this year, so that, God, your light would shine into our lives, bringing us all of the wonderful gifts that we have celebrated this season of hope, love, joy, and peace that all come from our Savior Jesus. Let your light shine in us, through us, into this world, so that light, oh God, would come and deliver this good news. Glory to God in the highest. Peace, goodwill toward men on earth. Glory, Jesus, to your name. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you. Merry Christmas.